Catherine Venuti. Welcome everyone to Time Pod's news and features show in Piazza. I'm Catherine.
Ciao, I'm Irene.
And today we're talking about the things that are coming up next week and some things that are going on here at Italian Pod. So not too much by the way of news to talk about, but we do have some great lessons coming up for you. And again, since it's the end of the month, we're going to be picking a user of the month. So if you haven't posted a lot or you really want to be mentioned here in this podcast and maybe even be interviewed, then please do start posting and commenting and really getting active on the site, because that's the only way we know how to offer you as the user of the month this month. As far as lessons, though, we've got some great stuff coming up. We've got a very, very funny and entertaining lesson that is also extremely important called Opposites Attract. And
this is on Monday. Yeah, I think it's so useful, because you can learn a lot of synonyms and also contrast. Mm-hmm. That's why that's called opposite attract.
So we're talking about two different people here, so we'll see.
Yes, a man and a woman, and you know that we are always like not going so well among each other, and so that's an example about it.
It's a wonderful example, and Irene wrote it, and it's just the funniest scene at an altar, actually, in a church during a wedding.
So yes.
I hope you look forward to that one, because I loved doing this lesson. We also have a lesson on Wednesday that is about a cultural institution in Italy.
It is.
Something that's just so
Autogrill.
Autogrill, or in English, autogrill, which is a place that, you know, you'll become very familiar with if you do any driving while you're in Italy, or if you're ever stopping late at night after the clubs.
Because you need to stop, like, when you drive, and so there is the Autogrill. Ah, my God.
And you talk to Italians about it, and it may seem like kind of a normal, whatever, not so important element of their lives, but Italians really do love Autogrill.
Yes.
There's sandwiches, there's sweets.
We do.
There's drinks, there's magazines, there's CDs, but there's also gas and all sorts of things. So you'll be learning all about this and talking about sandwiches on Wednesday of this week. And finally, on Friday, we have an advanced lesson.
Advanced. Mm.
So for those of you daring enough to participate in the advanced conversations, please do post your comments to this lesson. It's all about exercise.
Yes, about a gag exercise. Do you know what it is about? No, okay, because it's an Italian word, actually.
Tell us, Irene.
I don't want to. I will on Friday, okay?
Okay, well, just as a little warning, it's about exercise and it's about warm-ups. So you'll learn all about that in
one. Yes, it is.
One, two, three, four. Also, hopefully it'll get you exercising and moving about, because it's springtime here, and it's springtime hopefully where you are. And those of you in Australia and New Zealand, sorry, it's not
and
springtime.
And we need to go to the beach, like in a bit in Italy. So we need to warm up and we need to do our sit-ups and la 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 la. So please listen to this dialogue and to this lesson.
Please do. And again, if you have any questions or comments that you don't feel comfortable letting us know about on our community section, you can email us at italianpod@praxislanguage.com. And of course, for the rest of you, or for anyone who just wants to, you know, get out there and let us know what you're thinking and respond to some of these comments and questions or ask questions yourself, we have the website, italianpod.com, as well as the Facebook group, Facebook product, and Twitter. We're ItalianPod on Twitter. So please get in touch with us somehow. We look forward to hearing from you. And have a great week. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.